Hey there, fellow travel lovers, and welcome to Wanderlust at 35 Plus, the podcast that explores travel during our peak season of life. I'm your host, Stephanie Ritz, an entrepreneur and full-time traveler, and I'll be your guide on this incredible adventure. If you're at a point in life where you're craving more excitement, exploration, and unforgettable moments, you're in the right place, my friend. This is your ticket to discovering the world and redefining what it means to live life to the fullest. In each episode, I'll share practical tips for making travel a lifestyle and take you behind the scenes of travel life as I share the ups and downs of life abroad. So whether you're a seasoned traveler looking for fresh inspo or just starting to dream of making travel a lifestyle, Wanderlust at 35 Plus is your compass to a life well-traveled and filled with adventure, and maybe even a little shenanigans. Let's go. Hey, hey, travel friend. I've got a posh on a penny episode for you to chat about the travel benefits you don't want to miss out on, and yet another benefit of having the right credit cards. The first thing that I want to say is that I think travel insurance is important, and I highly recommend it outside of what your credit cards offer, especially if you'll be making purchases for your trip with different credit cards. The travel insurance that I get is through Safety Wing, which caters to long-term travelers. I specifically picked this coverage for the healthcare benefits should I experience a health emergency, which hopefully I'll never have to use. Not all insurance is created equal, and it's important to know what you're getting because you may be paying for unnecessary coverage. Most of the major travel credit cards offer some sort of travel benefits that you'll want to be aware of so that you aren't paying for something extra that you already have covered. Today, I just want to share some of the coverages from a few different cards that I love so that you can be more selective with purchasing extra coverage if you already have these cards in your wallet. Okay, so let's dive into the types of travel insurances and benefits. Number one, trip cancellation or interruption insurance. This coverage reimburses you for prepaid, non-refundable expenses if your trip is canceled or interrupted due to covered reasons such as illness, severe weather, or involuntary job loss. Number two is travel medical insurance. This provides coverage for emergency medical expenses incurred while traveling abroad, including hospital stays, surgeries, and medical evacs. These next three are some of the most common that travelers end up paying for with travel insurance that may already be covered by your credit card. Number three, lost or delayed baggage insurance. This reimburses you for the cost of replacing essential items in your baggage if they're lost or delayed by the airline. Number four, trip delay reimbursement. This covers expenses such as meals and accommodations if your trip is delayed by a specific amount of time, usually 6 hours or more. And number five, rental car insurance. This offers primary or secondary coverage for rental car damage or theft when you pay for the rental car using your credit card. Next up, we have number six, which is travel accident insurance. This provides coverage in the event of accidental death or dismemberment that occurs while traveling on a common carrier, such as a plane, a train, or a cruise ship. Number seven, emergency assistance services. This offers 24/7 assistance for things such as medical referrals, legal assistance, and emergency transportation. Now that you have a general idea of what coverages are out there, let's talk about some cards and the specific benefits they offer. And please note that these are subject to change, and you should inquire at the time of your travel planning on what the current coverages are for your card and the specific requirements to take advantage of these benefits, if needed. All of these cards offer many or all of the benefits that I've shared. The Chase Sapphire Preferred and Reserve, American Express Platinum and Gold, Citi Prestige, and Capital One Venture and Venture X. Other cards offer some of these coverages as well, but these are my top recommendations for well-rounded travel cards. To highlight a few things on these cards, For car rental coverage, I suggest going with Chase, especially if you have a car at home with existing insurance. The reason being, most credit cards offer secondary coverage, meaning you have to put any claims through your primary insurance first, and anything not covered will be picked up by the credit card. Chase offers primary coverage, so you don't have to put a claim in with your primary insurance, which is huge because it could impact your premium come renewal time. Next, I want to highlight the hotel theft reimbursement offered by Capital One Venture X, which will cover personal belongings that were stolen from your room. You see a lot of lost baggage coverage, but this benefit specifically covers hotel theft. For emergency evacuation, this could be a massive expense, especially if it's a helicopter evac. Many of the credit cards offer up to $10,000 in coverage, but the Amex Platinum offers up to $100,000 in coverage. So that's huge. Again, I want to emphasize that each benefit comes with a set of caveats. So here's a few additional tips for maximizing your credit card travel benefits. Read the terms and conditions of your credit card's benefits guide to understand what exactly is covered and any limitations or exclusions. Make sure to use the credit card that offers the best coverage for your specific travel needs when booking flights, hotels, rental cars, etc. This can get a little tricky when playing the points and miles game, so for complex situations, it may be worth just paying for separate coverage. Keep copies of receipts, travel itineraries, and any other relevant documentation in case you do need to file a claim. If you experience a covered loss during your trip, notify your credit card issuer and file a claim as soon as possible to expedite the reimbursement process. Familiarize yourself with the emergency assistance services provided by your credit card issuer and keep their contact information handy while traveling. And on a final note, I encourage you to take the time to do your research on this. Travel issues pop up from time to time, and you'll feel less stressed when you know that you're covered, but it's also nice to save money on coverages that you already have available sitting in your wallet. If you want some help deciding on the right travel credit card for your travel needs, go ahead and book in your free credit card consultation with the link in the show notes. And until next time, my friend, may your adventures be smooth, your luggage be accounted for, and your credit card benefits be ever in your favor. See you next time. Thanks for listening and being a part of our Wanderlust at 35 Plus travel community. I hope you're feeling inspired and excited to start planning your next adventure. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed our travel chat, a 5-star rating and review goes a long way in helping other travel lovers to find us. My friend, this is the perfect time to write your own travel story. So whether you're a newbie, a seasoned explorer, or a solo traveler, now is the time to fulfill those travel dreams and start making memories. Until next time, remember, life is short, but the world is wide. Let's make every moment count. Safe travels, and I'll see you on the next episode of Wanderlust at 35 Plus.